Hello and welcome back to Fierce Dancing. So I've been away for a few weeks serving my country.
Well done.
And thank you. It was not easy. And so now I'm back and good to be back.
Yay.
Really good to happy. Really happy to be back. Yeah, it was a stressful period. So this is like my comfort zone. Which is weird that my work is comfort, but it is
good.
So we're back, and last week you guys met Laurel, and this week we have another addition, which is the lovely Marion. Some of us has known her quite a while. She's a local resident. Mm-hmm. And she's joined us as our new outreach.
Thank you.
Community organizer. Community organizer. So yeah, do you want to tell us a bit about yourself, Marion?
Hi, I'm Marion. I'm a local resident of Barking, born and bred. I actually live through the tunnel, as everyone under the A13, as it goes through there, but very closely linked to Thames View as well, through friends and school and stuff like that. So my background is I'm a nurse by trade kind of thing, still am, but I am also a co-leader for Road and Rubbish.
Can I ask, because I've never asked you this, what kind of nurse are you?
I'm a theatre nurse.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You want to tell us a bit about that, just because I really want to know.
So basically, my job entails helping surgeons perform the surgery. So I hand over the tools.
Wow.
To do the job.
That's so cool.
How many tools are, because I always see, you know, on telly, you know, all the tools on the tray. How many are there that you have to remember?
Oh, there's loads.
Really?
Yeah. And obviously, every different surgery says different tools. True.
And you just know that off by head by now?
Like, yeah.
Wow. Have you ever given the wrong tool?
No.
Wow. Wow. Because they go like scalpel. That's all I remember.
Yeah, we hand over them.
No, there's not a wrench.
No.
There is.
There is?
In orthopedics.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Okay. Sounds like an exciting job.
Yeah, it is.
Wow. Okay, you can carry on there.
Okay. Yeah, so I started volunteering with Road and Rubbish, and then I was invited to be the co-leader for Road and Rubbish. So I do that, and then through that, I've met some really great people with connections with Thames Life, and I do a lot of community organising anyway. So I'm also a church warden at St Patrick's Church, which is over in Blake Avenue.
What do church wardens do?
Church wardens have to look after the fabric of the building, make sure that everything is ready, is good. So we look after like pat testing, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And make sure that the vicar behaves.
What does he get up to?
Wow.
Not saying.
Yeah, so we do that sort of thing. And I also organise events at the church as well. So that's why I kind of led into community organising. I've also now the chair of the Ripple Effect Resident Group, which meets at the Curzon Club every Wednesday evening. Come along. You'll see all different kinds of different people. We have all kinds of different speakers come and chat.
So many hats.
Mm. Yeah. So it's not all about moaning and groaning about this and that. It's about learning about other things that are going on around. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of led to when the job came up to be a community organiser. I'll do that. Give it a go. And also,
well,
I'm coming towards the end of my nursing career, so it's nice to do something else as well.
And like, what, as much as you said, you know, when you see something needs changing, you're gonna just do it, like,
yeah,
is it just that spurred you to become a community worker?
Well, yes, and trying to make change, trying to encourage people to change things and to change their mindset. So that you can change stuff, you can make a difference if you try hard. Road and Rubbish was lucky enough to be awarded a community impact group. And that's quite an important, we feel quite privileged to be given that award.
That's an amazing.
Because people notice what a difference people make. So this is what we want to do. We want to make a difference.
What would you say to people that don't feel empowered, or I hate even using that word because it's so like typical, but for those that are just fed up and they're like, look, there's nothing I can do, what do you say to those people?
There's always something you can do, even if it's just to come along or be part of a mailing list. You can find out about stuff that's going on. You can participate even in a small way, and everybody has got something to give.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Do you guys have any questions for Marion?
Yeah, Vish. Cooling, yeah.
Why are you deciding to give up nursing now then after all these years?
Because I'm getting, I'll be a state pensioner next year. And so
never.
Yeah. And so I think after giving about 40 years to the NHS, it's time to give someone else a chance.
That's a really nice way to say it.
Don't tell him.
Otherwise, they'll keep you on.
Yeah, they might be like, give us some more money. Maybe she'll stay.
Yeah. But you know what? It's I find it really inspirational. Like, you know, seeing yourself and, you know, a lot of other people who are just wearing lots of different hats in the community and, you know, giving time. You're not paid, you know, at points and you're not recognized at points. It's only like later on in your journey, like you said, you get the achievement and then you're like, wow, people recognize an impact we're having. And so, yeah, I think just by you being here, being in this room and connecting with people, you know, hopefully that spreads.
It does. Yeah. I found it, it was going on a bus to meet some people to over to World Barking Riverside, and we were meeting people to talk about an event over there with Barking with Roading Rubbish. And we were just chatting on the bus, someone overheard us. Oh, I know Roading Rubbish. I said, I've come onto your litter picks before. And I thought, whoa. I said, you're Marion.
So what do you hope to do with Thames Life? What projects have you got coming up? Because you've already been busy, haven't you, the last 3 weeks, and you've got a couple of things on the horizon.
So I'm going to try and reinstate the green napkin in terms of like getting people out litter picking. I've had a chat with Susie from Shed Life, and a couple of people there apparently used to participate, so we're going to encourage them to come along again. I want to get some kind of exercise routine as well, so we can have a warm up before we start. A sport,
yeah,
and have a bit of a warm up beforehand, and then a warm down afterwards. So I've had a chat with, I've got another contact now to find out a bit more about that, and to start the community garden, get that going, get the community garden up.
Which one's that one then?
The one behind the Sue Bramley Centre.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Oh, is that closed, is it?
Yep.
Oh.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I know that lots of people don't have access to it.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get access to it somehow or another.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
Yeah, and get that open and used again.
Yeah. So I want to see some kids in there.
Yeah. I mean, it's the school holidays. This is the time to get people out in there, out in the garden. We need to get them doing something rather than standing on street corners.
Yeah. What's this idea about Roading Rubbish and Barking Food Forest as well?
Oh, yes, Barking Forest. We've got an event with the Food Forest on Saturday, 10 till 2, and we're doing a collaboration where So Roading Rubbish is going to help them pick up all the rubbish around there.
Yeah.
And then we're going to help them with a bit of gardening as well.
What's the date this Saturday?
Right.
Yeah, this Saturday is the 20th of July.
The 20th. Yeah, so it's the 20th at the Food Forest, 10 till 2.
Nice. And you have something very big coming up in September, I believe.
Yes, we have open house at St. Patrick's on the 20th. So it's over 2 days. We're going to be doing a drop-in clinic for the residents of Barking, particularly Eastbury.
Wow.
I've been motivated by Lucy to do it, to
shout
get
out.
This.
I will take the title dropping for you.
So that now with Lucy's inspiration, I've wanted to do this at St. Patrick's as part of Open House. The Open House isn't actually a city event. So we're gonna just do the drop-in for residents on the 20th. I've had some very positive feedback from the Ripple Road surgery, and they're going to come. And the focus being on vaccinations,
cool
kids,
and as then in MMR and stuff.
Yeah. And a conversation I had with the practice manager Naz yesterday, they want to do another one in October.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So she said, can we move it to October? I said, well, I've got a thing. He said, well, or we can do another one.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
So we can. So
you went from no reply to too many.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so there's that. And then on the 21st, so it's open house. So it's a city event.
What does that mean? When you say it's a city event, what does that mean?
Anywhere in the city.
Oh, like London-wide.
London-wide.
Right.
Right.
London-wide. Okay. Open city. Open city, open house, same sort of thing.
Okay.
And we're going to be working with Eastbury Manor as well. So people who go to Eastbury Manor will be directed to St. Patrick's.
Right.
St. Patrick's is a Grade 2 listed building.
Oh, okay.
So which is why it's quite an important place.
Yeah.
And
does it also mean that there are other listed buildings on that day in other parts of London that are doing the same thing? Is that what you mean? Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think I've heard of open house actually as an event. I might be visiting.
It's open house festival.
It's a festival.
Yeah, it's for about 2 weeks or so.
Yeah,
so every year. Go to all these different. Every year.
Same time. How are you going to get to every single place?
I know. Well, in 2 days, you have to pick.
Yeah.
Like, last year, St. Patrick's event was at the end of the festival.
Right.
And St. Margaret's was near the beginning. So I was able to go to St. Margaret's and go in the Curfew Tower, which I've never done before.
Wow. What is that? It sounds like so mysterious.
Yeah, the Curfew Tower is the big tower that's in front of St. Margaret's.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened there in medieval days?
I think it's kind of a retreat or lookout or something. It's got all the history of it in there.
Super.
It's great.
So interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
I know what I'm doing in September.
Yeah, yeah. So there's all kinds of different places that are... be open.
Yeah, if you've got some pictures of St. Patrick's that we can put alongside this, it would be nice to kind of get a good view.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing in September. And so that'll be quite a nice big event. So we're getting people like Thames Life and Kevin from the Ripple Nature Reserve and Footpath 47.
Yeah.
So we'll get some, and I've invited Nikhil from the Food Forest to come along as well to talk to people about what they do. So it's about sharing what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much going on.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to hear all the things that you're doing and you're just one person.
Yeah.
I know it involves a bunch of people, you know, when we do work like that. But it is real motivation to see you doing all of that.
I mean, you can't do it without everybody else. Yeah. But I have the crazy ideas and everyone says, oh, that sounds fun.
We'll do that too. Yeah. So the Green Up group meets every
Wednesday.
At what time?
Probably be about 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock at the
Thames View Community Hub. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So if anyone's interested, come along.
And not next week. Next week we're doing it on Friday.
Yeah. Next week is on Friday because next week is our dropping clinic for the young people.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to come litter picking before the event starts, we'll be here from 10 o'clock to pick up the rubbish around the playing field, ready for the drop-in event.
Nice. That's what teamwork is like. Yeah. Like I was really worried about the rubbish over on the field because some of it's glass and we're going to have some kids activities and stuff over there, and Barking Football Club and Rugby Club are coming down, and I just called Mary and said, please can you clean it up, and she's like yes. It's really, I really appreciate that you're going to do that before the event, so that
no problem,
make it look lovely. So next week, if you've got a teenager, anyone in your family that's under 18, bring them along Thames View Fields, 12 till 5. There's doctors, there's lots of different community groups doing fitness, boxing, football, rugby, basketball. There's just so much stuff happening on that day. So please come down. And thank you, Marion, for talking and telling us all about what you do and the amazing work that you do. We really are happy to have you on board and appreciate all your effort.
I'm glad to be on board.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marion. Bye.
Bye.